You've got to have a big chance, haven't you?
Yeah, look, Mondo Meji, obviously his best form's on fast ground, but he ran a solid race in the city walls here, finishing fourth on soft ground. The ground seems to be a bit dead at the minute, but if it stays drying out and if it's at least good ground tomorrow, if there's plenty of pace in the race, it could set up for him. Obviously, going back up to six, he should travel everywhere and have a turn of foot on them.
He wouldn't be winning out of turn, would he? It's so frustrating, sort of a there or thereabouts horse he's been, hasn't he?
Yeah, like he's obviously been very competitive in good races, but look, he only wins by doing enough. You know, he's ever won by a neck or half a length probably at the farthest, but he's been a bit unlucky this year. He's bumped into one of Doncaster, but no, if he puts his best foot forward tomorrow, he'll have a right shout.
And the draw is really, with less than a full field, you're not that worried, are you, particularly?
No, not really. The kind of thing with him is not a draw, it's but where the pace is, you know. I think I've got a bit of pace around me, so hopefully that should be perfect.
And it'd be nice to see C. Hardy win one of these big Saturday sprint handicaps around here, because you've knocked on a few doors in your time, haven't you?
Yeah, and it'd be nice to, obviously, I'm on 99 winners for Anthony Britton now. He's still looking for his York winner, so look, if Mondo Medj could do that tomorrow, it'd be perfect.